for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say Jesus. Say it again. Say it again. Clap your hands to Jesus and give him praise. Hallelujah to the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if they announced it. We're going to do something a little different in this revival starting today. I begin to think about how many people I believe want to be down here in the front. And then, oh, brother, you done shaved, man. Didn't recognize you. God bless you. I had to do this. I did the same thing. Said, when I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself. I thought, who is that? Hadn't seen myself in many, many years without a beard and a mustache. But I began to think about it this morning, how I believe there's a lot of people that want to be down in the front. And as you can tell, every service, people are down here and the Holy Ghost is blessing, and people are just about to turn loose and they're going, well, if I do, I'm going to knock Joe out. And tonight, we're going to do something beginning tonight. It's a little different. You were in here tonight, and the prayer room's got a speaker in it now. And there's room in here. The ushers, I want you to come quickly now and dissemble this room. I want you to take the pews and scoot them all back towards the wall. Because what we're going to do is we're going to use this room also. In the Spirit, when the Spirit hits, there's going to be prayer in that room and this room. This gives those that might, just might say, I'd do it, but there's not enough room. You know, if there was somebody like that, that just might happen to be here, that just might walk out without coming to the front. Now you can't. Because you know what? The same Holy Ghost that's in here is right in there. The power of deliverance that's in here is right in there. The Holy Ghost will fill you up in here or there. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Now it's going to be a little strange. Because you're going to feel like an abandoned child if you walk through that door. It's going to be like, oh, Jesus, I'm leaving the service. And I'm walking into another room where you cannot be. Yet David prayed in the middle of the desert in a cave. And he said, lo, y'all, you're with me always. He said, Lord, don't leave or forsake me. Now, if he can feel God in a cave, I believe we can still feel God in the prayer room. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to just set in everybody's mind for it right now, because I'm going to be, Brother Shirty's going to be, Brother Troy Shirty's going to be, and Brother Jakovic. Is that right? Huh? Oh, Jakovic. Is that the guy they killed over there? Popovich. Okay. Hey, man. I'm from East Texas, man. The only thing we ever popped over there was I just met him today. Come on, cut me some slack, man. I mean, I didn't even finish high school. How do y'all expect me to pronounce that kind of language? And Brother Popovich. No, I'm wrong again. This brother over here that comes from a foreign country. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for everybody in both rooms.
Hallelujah.
So if you look up, and Brother Shirty's gone, he'll be right in there praying for somebody. Don't worry, he'll be back. We're just going to be like tag teaming. We're going to be going back and forth. Every preacher's going to be going back and forth. We want everybody to have a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
We want everybody to have room to shout. Amen?
Amen.
If God knocks you out in there in a minute, go ahead and get knocked out. Don't worry about it. We're going to keep you from being stepped on. Amen?
Yeah.
Did I say amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I feel some people going, oh my God, he's going to zero on me. That's right, amen. We're going to zero in on everybody. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about everybody can have a blessing now, not just 25 or 30, but we're going to fill the rooms up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And plus, there's a sound system in there. So we'll be blasting your ears in there too. I believe in loud sound. Voice, Bible said, cry with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Let's get our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Luke. So glad that everybody is here. I see the visitors that were here this morning have returned. And I'm thankful for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I'll promise you this right now. If we don't have it, there ain't nobody got it. If what we're saying is not the truth, then what everybody, because everybody else is saying stuff so much less than us. If we don't have it, then ain't nobody got it.
Hallelujah.
And if we do have it, everybody that ain't got what we've got, they ain't got it either. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I used to have what they had. It's nothing. The best sleep I ever had, I was high when I went to church in another church. When I woke up, I was shaking the dude's hand, and he said, "Welcome to the church." I'm telling you, I joined the church and didn't know it. I said, "High on marijuana." When I turned around, I said, "Oh, okay, wow." He said, "Welcome to the church." I said, "Well, okay." Went outside and rolled another doobie, fired it up, and got higher. When I said, "Well, if I die, I guess I'm going to hell." No, I'm not. So if I don't have the Holy Ghost right now, after being baptized in Jesus' name, after speaking in another tongue, and I can't even say anything in Spanish, the closest thing to a foreign language I know is taco, guacamole, things like that. And like when I get to speaking in tongues, I already know, honey, I'm not like this brother from a foreign country over here. I don't know five or six languages. I just barely know English. So when I get to speaking in tongues, honey, if I ain't got it there, it's like I said this. If my mama ain't going to heaven, ain't nobody going to heaven. I believe we've got it. I said, I believe we've got it. And you're in a place tonight, you can have it before you leave here. Hallelujah. My Lord, I'm about to get fired up. Luke, the 17th chapter. Luke, the 17th chapter, in verse 11. It says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Turn to somebody tonight and tell them, tonight is your night for a powerful blessing from the Lord. Turn to two or three people and tell them that. Are we ready for a demonstration of the Spirit tonight? Then let's give the Lord a good hand clap of praise and tell him, "Come on in, Jesus. We're ready for your Spirit to fall in this building." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
You may be seated. I'm going to show you one of the most powerful one God scriptures in the entire Bible. And I'm not going to preach on it, but there's some visitors here that I spoke to this morning. And I want them to know I am fixing to prove there is only one God, period. I'm going to use the most unheard of verse. You've never heard it preached. But I just read it to you. I'm not going to preach it, but I am going to share it with you tonight. Listen to what Luke wrote when he wrote about this passage that had happened, this happening or these miracles. Listen to what he said. And then I'm just going to go on. I just love this. He said that there was 10 that came to Jesus. And then he turns and he says there's 10 that walks away from who? Who?
Jesus.
Say it, everybody.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. Now watch this one God scripture. It's right there. It's like a gold nugget. It says then one of them turned back and with a loud voice, verse 15, glorified God, verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet. He was glorifying God, and he fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus because he realized God and Jesus are one and the same. He was on his knees glorifying Jesus. Now that's a one God scripture. He didn't say pass the bucks, tell daddy. He said I'm glorifying God and I'm going to get down on my face on your at your feet right now. Now if there was two of them, or there was three of them, somebody's mad. Because he got it all mixed up. He glorified God. And he realized as a Samaritan, I am fixing to glorify God and I better get down on my knees to him. Now that's a one God scripture. Take that to any preacher you want to. Tell him come on back. We'll be here Mondays and Tuesdays. Tell him just come on in early. We'll sit down and discuss it. Anybody. Pope, anybody. I mean, what can they do with it? In the beginning, God, that's the first of the Bible. In the middle of here it says, and he glorified God, falling down on his face at his feet. I mean, how plain can that be? I mean, if you glorify me and you fall down at your face at my feet, I mean, that's who you're talking to and you're talking about because there you are on your face. Now, I'll tell you, get up. But Jesus was going, that's right. One God scripture right there. Isn't that nice? They're just scattered all through there. I don't see how they get three out of that. Tonight I want to be, that's so powerful to me. It's just like, if you can read, read it. Now, how can you preach three out of that? It's like, well, two of them wasn't there, so he didn't know any difference, so he fell down on that guy's face, and there was two of them up in heaven going, I hate that. You know, any three of us, if we get together and we're going to decide what color carpet, we all three are going to have different ideas. And if there's three gods, then there's major problems in heaven. I want to know if there's three gods, who's sitting on the throne? Two of them got an empty chair somewhere. Scoot over, it's my turn. No, it's mine. That's mine. It's yours. No, it's mine. I ain't been here a while, remember? It just doesn't make sense, does it? There's only one throne. I'm preaching right now. There ain't but one throne. If there's three gods, we got two gods running around without a throne. I don't know about them other two, but I'm going to be worshiping the one, the big boy, the one that sits down all the time. Pretty good little scripture, wasn't it? All right, you're dismissed in the name of Jesus. And somebody said, my God, I'm glad. Tonight I want to preach to you out of this verses of scripture. And we've read to you that there were some men that were lepers here. Leprosy is an ugly disease. It's a tormenting disease. It's very, very horrifying to your body. I began to study leprosy and look at pictures and try to figure out what leprosy really does. And I began to see that leprosy, you would find tendencies that all were the same. There would be a swelling scab that would begin to ooze. A person with leprosy, their hair would begin to change to a yellow-white color. Raw flesh would appear in these sores In the latter stages of leprosy, fingernails would disappear. Toes can disappear. I saw many pictures as I began to study about leprosy that people's fingers actually begin to nub off. There were some that had a finger. Some would have two fingers. Some would have two or three toes gone. Some all toes gone. I saw a man that in these pictures that had no nose at all. In one place where I preached this message, there was a man walked up to me and he told me that over in Vietnam, he had been a captive and that he had been put close to a leprosy camp and that he in fact had seen men that had absolutely no nose, no ear, because they had disappeared under the influence of leprosy. What I'm trying to share with you tonight is that it left a person marked and crippled forever. If for any reason this leprosy began to disappear or reach its worst stages and begin to reside or recede, then the way that you had to be able to go back to your family was that you had to go before a priest for 8 days. He would study you. He would mark you with blood. And then if in fact it was gone, he would return or let you return to where you came from. But here's the thing. If you had ever been put out, then everybody in the village knew that you had been a leper. They knew that even if you got to return, that this leprosy would leave some sort of scars, some sort of sore. Maybe the fingers were gone. They knew you were marked. Tonight, let me take you to this little town and begin to tell you the story about these men. I can see in my mind's eye that one day this young man woke up and he began to look at himself. He looked different. There was sores on his hand. There was maybe a sore on his forehead. His wife began to look at him and ask him, why are these sores appearing? I can understand if he was to tell her, it's nothing. Because, see, nobody wanted leprosy. Nobody wanted to be a leper. But it got worse and it got worse and it got worse. And finally one day, for some reason, somehow, the lady finally said, you will have to go and you will have to show yourself because I believe that you're a leper. I can see when this man began to leave his family and his home as he walked away, he began to realize this could be the last day that I ever see these people again. As he went towards his place and they truly said, yes, this is leprosy. He began to realize, I'm fixing to lose my home. I'm fixing to lose my family. I'm fixing to lose my friends. I'm fixing to lose my place in society. I will be an outcast. I can see that when they took him to the gate and they opened up the gate and they cast him out, he heard the sliding of that bar as it came across the gate. He would be locked out forever. Outside the gate, there were some more men that had also been through the same process. They also were called lepers. And this little man began to walk towards them. I imagine, Brother Shirley, that when he got there, it looked very strange to him. For see, he did not look like the rest of them yet. He did not have white, yellow hair. He did not have nubbed off fingers. He looked okay except for maybe a few sores. But as he walked towards them, he realized, I may not be as bad off as them, but there's a great possibility that I will wind up looking as they look. I imagine that when he walked to that place, he began to think in his mind. Maybe tears came out of his eyes. I have been separated from my family. I cannot go home. I pray that this disappears. But as he walked in, he began to look. And there were men hobbling. There were men that did not fit society. There were men that were stressed out. Their eyes were sunk back in their head. He realized, now I am a leper and there's rules that I must go by. And they begin to tell him the laws. One of the laws that their lepers had to go by was this. If somebody came upon them, they had to go off the side of the road and they had to back away at least
100 paces, which is 30 yards. They had to back away, and here's what they had to do. They had to holler, unclean, unclean, unclean. They had to leave the road and go to the side of the road and raise their voice and holler the words unclean. I imagine the first time that this man ever was traveling on a road and suddenly he saw somebody. He was a leper, and all the others scurried to the side and began to holler. And here he was, right in the middle of the street, right in the middle of the road, the highway. And yet all the other ones had left him. I can see as he looked to them, and he looked back to the front, and he realized, no longer can I walk on the street. I've got to leave the street, and I've got to holler, unclean. I can see him as he walked over, and he said, unclean. Unclean. It was embarrassing. Unclean. Unclean. Maybe he knew somebody. And he hid his face from them. And he said, unclean. Unclean. And one of the guys poked him. He said, no, that's not the rule. The rule is you holler as loud as we holler. Even though you may not look as bad as we look right now. But the rule is you holler as loud as we holler because you're the same leper we are. I can see that. Maybe the next day somebody saw him again, and this time he hollered a little louder just to please the guys. It was unclean, unclean, unclean. Maybe it began to take a hold, and pretty soon this little leper, he sees that his fingers begin to disappear. His fingernails are falling off. His ear is disappearing. His toe is disappearing. He now walks with a hobble and a limp. He's walking now. And now the laws are upon him. It does not bother him anymore. When somebody looks up and says, here comes a clean person, he immediately begins to hobble off to the side of the road. And he raises his voice now. And he hollers, unclean, unclean, unclean. I imagine that at nighttime you could see that these little men, they're in their own little village now, in their own little community. They talked about the days when they used to be at home. They talked about the days when they used to sit around their own fires with their family. But now they've been cut off. They've been denied that. I want you to tell you tonight, leprosy is a type of sin in the Bible. Leprosy will cut you off from everything that is clean. Leprosy, sin, will cut you off from everything that is clean. If you want to be clean, you have to stay on the highway. If you want to be clean, you're going to have to keep in church. If you want to be clean, you're going to have to keep under the authority of the word, because there's sin out there, and sin cuts you off. Sin cuts you off from everything God is about. Sin destroys your home. Sin destroys your life. Somebody help me now. Sin destroys everything that you have. It takes everything, and it marks you, and it leaves you unclean. There are laws, and there's laws of sin. I'm going to share with you tonight just briefly. I'm not going to preach on it, but I'm going to bump it real hard. All this hogwash going around the UPC churches about the standards, and we don't need to look holy. My God, that's an abomination in the eyes of God. When you go to some place and you sit down and somebody across the table looking at you in a short dress and a V-neck top telling you they're Pentecostal, it's an embarrassment to me. I know it's an embarrassment to God. You got to keep yourself clean. There are laws. And people will say, well, I'm not gonna preach on it, so everybody don't get tense on me, but I'm going to tell you something. This little guy right here believes in the standards of the church. I believe in it. I'm not about to loosen the standards up either. I'm not going to be guilty of letting the wolves in the sheepfold. But this is the thing that ticks me off. People say, well, we don't have to live like that anymore. Let me tell you something. The preachers that used to preach the straight, strong, powerful message, and now they say that message is no longer necessary, which generation are they lying to? Put it on tape. Who are you lying to? The generations in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, or the 80s and the 90s. Somebody's lying. I got a feeling that the standards and the holiness, they kind of go hand in hand. If we want to stay on the highway, we're going to have to keep sin out of our lives. I just got a feeling when God said, be holy because I'm holy, he's talking about on the outside and the inside. Hallelujah.
And now that's the reason I don't get to preach a lot of them conference things, because I get carried away just like that. Hear me now. I don't blame them either. I kind of don't. I wouldn't turn myself loose if I didn't believe what I believed. That'd be like turning a wild man loose that likes nectarines, and you put him in a cage full of nectarines, honey. I love nectar. Well, I better shut up. I'll have 12 dozen nectarines at the room. I got so many Hershey bars, I'm scared to death. Man. My daughter, well, I'll preach in a minute, but I took them home. I said, guess what? Daddy got you. She said, chocolate? And we tiptoed back to her room like mama wasn't going to get us. You know, we both eat one of them Hershey bars. And I told her, I said, and all of a sudden I turned around, there was my wife. What y'all eating in here? Had it all up around. I said, nothing. Then I laid it off on y'all. The church bought it. I didn't have nothing to do with it, baby. But see, there are laws that sin goes by too. And I'm just going to get on this just a second and I get off. You know, the law of cocaine is do me every day. The law of a cigarette says puff me now. And you go, no, I'm not. And the cigarette says, oh, yes, you are, honey. And you say, I am not going to do it. And the cigarette says, honey, who wrote the law, me or you? You puff me or I'll make you miserable. Okay. The laws of alcoholism says it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You need a drink. Okay. You're living under a law. They're spirit laws. They're laws the devil has imposed upon. They're called laws of sin. Hello. I ain't going to preach on that, but I could. You hear me now. And that's why God has laws. They're called laws of grace. It's like, stay away from the laws of sin, and the laws of grace are real easy. Just go to church, be good, live right, get the Holy Ghost, do everything I want you to do, shout, dance, get the world, keep them in the church, don't let your children be prostitutes, don't watch that old heathenistic television. Hello. Oh, man. Every time I do that, somebody goes, God, I tell you, he got me. I was preaching here in Louisiana at a church. I ain't going to name it. And there was an older man in the church that he couldn't get the Holy Ghost, man. And now, all these new converts now, y'all don't panic. I'm just telling you something. Because now they'll be going, oh, God, help us. But this older man, it was so comical because I imagine he was in his 60s, maybe 70s. And he couldn't hear very good. And I mean, the Lord was digging this church up, turning it upside down. They had sin everywhere. My God, it felt weird. I walked in there, I thought, man, what is this mess in here? You know, it was terrible, you know. But boy, those people, they really want a revival. See, we're just people. And if we don't preach it and hear it, just being a person, this having this old flesh on us, we start doing things that really we know. You know, if Clinton knows it's wrong, come on. God have mercy. I mean, come on. I mean, if he thinks it's wrong. Well, never mind. But this elderly boy, he was sitting there one night, boy, I got to preaching, and I was talking to him, and I got to preaching, and I said, let me tell you something. I said, that television is our downfall in the United Pentecostal Organization. Now, I don't speak for anybody out of the organization, but I said, we have a lot. You know, we got a manual that says don't have one. Now, we got people don't even go by the manual, much less the Bible. And I said, I want you to know something. Anything that will pervert a family, sit right there and show your child how to be a prostitute. Show your boy how to be a queer. Show you how to kill somebody. Show you how to commit adultery. Show you how to commit fornication. I began to preach about that. And I said, and then we wonder why we can't have a move of God. Well, this man, I said, and some of y'all need to give it up. Well, this older man, he couldn't hear too good. And so he talked loud. He went, you know, and I said, I know there's some in the church right now. And he went, ooh, he got me on that one, Marge. Everybody then knew Pop's got a television. He got the Holy Ghost later, though. I'll tell you the story later. But you know, but tonight there's things that sin will do to you. And these men begin to realize that here in this little camp that you know, I'm a leper. And I imagine that they had heard the stories floating by about Jesus and his healing. I imagine that in the back of their mind, this little man began to think, you know, there was days when I didn't have to do this. There were days I could walk right straight down the highway and they were the ones who was off. But now I'm the one that's on the side. I'm the one that's saying unclean. I'm the one that's a leper. And I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like the condition I'm in. But there's nothing I can do about it. But then they heard about Jesus. You know, that's when you get really changed. Not when you just hear about him, but there's something else. A lot of people hear about Jesus, but it's when you meet Jesus. These men begin to hear about Jesus, and I imagine that the crowd, they begin to think, you know, they begin to talk, and in this little community, they begin to say, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I heard that this guy named Jesus, you know, this Jesus guy that's walking around, and I heard he touched one of us the other day. I mean, he really touched us. And another one said, you mean like AT&T long distance? And he goes, no, it was like Maul Bell right there on the head. He just touched the leper, and a leper was made whole. And another one said, man, where's that dude at? Because nobody wants to touch us. And they said, I don't know, but if I ever get a hold of him or ever get in the area of it, I hope he touches me. And one day the most spectacular thing happened. Here was 10 little men off the side of the road, and they looked up, and suddenly they saw a crowd coming. They heard a crowd getting noisy. They heard the words Jesus. I can tell you something right now. When there's a crowd in the crowd of when Jesus is in your crowd, that crowd will get noisy. When Jesus is in that crowd will praise him. When Jesus is in that crowd's going to be excited. When Jesus is in that crowd's going to be lifting up their voices. When Jesus is in that crowd, somebody on the outside's going to hear what's going on the inside. That's what's happening to this church. People on the outside are hearing what's going on the inside. That's because what's going on the inside is big enough to fill everybody that's on the outside. When you get around Jesus, I'm telling you, there's something going to happen. Let's clap our hands to Jesus. Somebody holler hallelujah. Somebody holler hallelujah. And this little man looked up. I'm about to get cranked up. There's some people out there dead as last year's corn. I was about to get tore up right there, and I looked up, and some people going, what's he so excited about? God have mercy. Some of y'all need to go home with a black cat. I ain't talking about a meow. I'm talking about a string of black cat firecrackers. Fire you up. God have mercy. We done sang about the blood. We done sang about the blessings. And I done got up here and nearly got excited. And there's still people ain't moving. I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved. Yeah. Some people say, I got joy way down in my soul. So far down you done forgot where it is. I'm telling you, I'm happy. If the horn blows, honey, I'm out of here. You can have my car, my clothes, everything. Go on. I'm happy because I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm happy because I've got the salvation. That I'm happy that the blood of Jesus has covered all my sins. I'm happy because I'm saved by his grace. I've been washed in the blood. Hallelujah. But I'm not scolding all of you that praise God. I'm just, sometimes it just throws me, man. I just... Well, you can see it just knocks my motor out of gear for a minute. That's when my engine quits running at about 4,500 and goes to about 8,000 RPMs. It's like, what are you doing? One of these days, man, you know what's going to happen, Nick? We're going to be having church like you. We'll be up there singing and jamming and all this, up there rocking and doing it. And all of a sudden, it'll be like, poof. And all of them that ain't doing nothing is going, hey, where'd everybody go? I mean, I closed my eye, blinked my eyes, the choir left. What happened? Did he dismiss? Did I go to sleep? Yeah, been sleeping 20 years. My. But anyway, I'm not going to get on you. But I just love Jesus. You know, I'm fired up tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me. But these people, they heard this noise, and one of them looked up, and he said, hey, man. He said, what's all that? And I said, man, I don't know. It's a big old crowd of people, and they're doing something. And pretty soon, over the waves of the air, there came this name. And, you know, the guy said, did he say Jesus? And that little guy perked up, and he said, huh? Did he say Jesus? You know, he might have. And another guy said, yeah, I heard it. It was Jesus. They said something about Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. And this little guy said, man, isn't that the guy that's touching everybody? And he goes, yeah, I think that's the dude. And another one said, you know, boy, I hope he comes over here. And another one said, he can't come over here. Remember, we got to stay back 30 paces. And the guy said, yeah, but what about the other guy? The other guy that he just walked out there and touched. He didn't. And the guy says, hey, well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to take the chance. And then God said, what you going to do? He said, I'm finna holler. And one of the lepers said, well, we all finna holler. If they get any closer, we all got to holler. And another one said, yeah, but I'm not going to holler what you holler. And one of them said, well, what you going to holler? He said, I'm finna holler at him, have mercy on me. And another one said, you can't do that. That ain't the law. You know, you can't break the rules. Now the rules say we got to holler under clean. So let's get ready. Ready? One. He said, no, hold it. Before you can do your holler now, I ain't gonna holler what you holler. He said, well, wait a minute. The law says holler unclean. And another leper said, you obey that law. It's time to break the law. And if he hears what I'm hollering, then I'm gonna get a healing. If he hears me holler, if he hears me raise my voice, I'll get his attention. And if I get his attention, I got a good shot at going to the house. You know what some people need to realize? When you get in the church, you might ought to get Jesus' attention. And you got a good shot of going home different than you came in. I said you need to realize you can leave different if you get a hold of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see that guy. He buckled up. And that other guy said, oh, wait. What you finna say? He said, huh? I'm finna holler loud, boy. I'm finna holler. You know, I don't believe that those guys said, Lord, have mercy on me. Over here. Yoo-hoo. He didn't do that. I'm saying, Lord, have mercy on me. No one looked around. You did it. You broke the law. He said, yeah. Felt kind of good. I've been hollering unclean all these years. I didn't make the law. I was having to live under that law. But today, I don't live under that law. So I'm going to holler what I want to holler. I don't want to holler rock and roll, heavy metal. I don't want to holler cocaine, sesame and red hair. I don't want to holler Mexican dirt weed. I want to holler Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I used to holler under that other law. But now I'm hollering. Now I'm hollering tonight. I've got it. I don't live under the laws of sin anymore. I've been saved and I'm living under the laws of Jesus. I'm going to lift my voice in a loud voice. I'm going to magnify him with everything I've got. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. And this one guy said, man, think I'm going to try it. He said, Lord, have mercy on me. Noah looked around and said, hey, well, if y'all going to do it, I'm going to do it. And the Bible said that all of these men began to lift their voice. They began to lift up their voices. It is amazing to me that churches nowadays say, be quiet, hush, you can't sneeze, you can't smile, you can't do anything. Just sit there and be quiet, nod your head, you know, do your thing like a little dog in the window. Have y'all ever seen them little dogs they used to have in the window, back of the windows? There was little weenie dogs, and when the car stopped, the little weenie dog would go. Did y'all ever have them over in Louisiana? Y'all don't want to admit it, do you? Well, we had them in Texas, I'll tell you. And that was the dumbest looking thing I ever saw. It's like, why don't you just buy you a real dog? Instead, they put this little fake dog up there to stop and go like. And then kids go, look at the dog. And you know, that's what people want, the religions of the world want for people to do, is just sit around and nod their heads. But you know what my Bible says? My Bible says that 10 lepers raised their voice. They lifted their voices. If we'll begin to lift our voice, God's going to get a hold of something. If we begin to lift our voice, God's going to begin to look at us. If we begin to lift our voice, God's going to get attention on us. If you want his attention, you might ought to holler. You might ought to lift your voice. It's not embarrassing. It's not humiliating. These men said, I don't care what you do. I'm going to lift my voice. I need to be healed. I need to have a healing. I came and I'm going to get mine. I'm going to lift my voice. Let's all shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. It is the most despairing thing for a Pentecostal evangelist. Or let me just use me. I don't want to get out there on the limb too far and start putting everybody in my category. Or me and theirs. Because I ain't in some of theirs. And I know some of them ain't in mine and don't want to be. Praise God for that. But the thing is, I love them though. But they got to love me or they won't get there. And that's what just really, you know, I like that. It's like somebody says, I'll tell you what, I can't stand. Brother Paul's like, ooh, sorry, Bubba. You can't go till you do. Isn't that neat? I'll be standing up there with Peter. Let's see, let him in. I don't know, flip a coin. Whoop, no, he doesn't love me. I'm sorry. And but see, there's people that say that I've gone to Pentecostal churches where they just sit there and they don't praise God and they can't wonder why they can't have a move of God. They don't lift their hands. They might do it right here, you know, the elbow thing. They get it about right here, but the Bible just keeps saying it over and over and over. But when you get into a church where people don't mind standing up, where they don't mind clapping their hands, where they don't mind raising their voice, where they don't mind lifting up the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, Jesus loves that. He gets excited. He gets to looking around and saying, what do you need? What do you want? If you're willing to cry out in a world that don't want you to, if you're willing to praise me with laws that say don't do it, I'm going to do something for you. I want somebody tonight to realize I don't care what's going on down the street. I want to know, do you want a miracle in this building? Do you praise God because you love God? Do you love God with all your heart? Did you come for a miracle tonight? Do you need something from the Holy Ghost tonight? Then you're going to have to praise him. You're going to have to lift up your voice. You're going to have to magnify him. You're going to have to do something that's out of the ordinary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I know that if some of them preachers saw me now, They've had it on me, boy. Bless them. They've had it on me. And they've told me not to do my handshove. Now, this is how stupid people get. They tell me not to sweat, to daub instead of wipe. I told this one guy, I said, brother, I preach too hard to be doing all this daubing. I mean, if you just got one little drop going down, you can daub it. But when it's pouring out your head like a naught and all, you can't be doing no daubing. You got to wipe. And I've had them tell me things like, you know, I load up my handkerchiefs on both sides. And I've had them tell me, you look like, you know, ain't no telling what, walking around there with handkerchiefs hanging out. Look like you're going to work stuff. Come on, you're a preacher. You know what would really make them tick them off? To realize I quit doing all the handkerchiefs called Brother Shirley. And now I'm doing towels. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not in this thing to see what I look like. I'm in this thing to see what he looks like.
I'm not in this thing to make an impression. I'm in this thing to let you know there's something you can do. And when you do it, when you magnify him, put yourself down and raise him up. When you raise him up, he's going to do something for you. When you raise him up, he's going to do something for you. You got to lift him up. Lift up your voice and get his attention. Get his attention. Somebody say yes. Say yes.
Yes.
You can be seated. I can see them guys, man, they felt funny at first. It's like, because there's that crowd that's going. Oh, they're supposed to say unclean. I know the rules. I can see there's probably some of them reprobates in that crowd. You know, they're not supposed to be doing that. I told that guy. Told y'all this morning, some of you weren't here, so I have to say it again. Boy, I hate that. You have to say things twice. I'm looking at you, brother, because you was here. Because there'd be somebody looking for that dollar on that floor, remember last week. And somebody's going, what dollar? I wasn't even here last week. What dollar? Oh. And, but you know, what was I going to say anyway? What did I say? I'm just so excited about being here. I don't forgot what I was going to tell you. I said something. What did I say this morning? Oh, y'all wasn't listening, huh? Wasn't here. Oh, God. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. That's right. I was preaching on hell. That brother remembered. He said, he come to the back. He said, whatever you got to do, brother, just do it. Hallelujah. But see, there's some people that don't want you to do anything other than what you are supposed to do. And if you get out of the ordinary and you start doing anything other than what everybody else is doing, then they say you're calling attention to yourself. They're saying, you know, he don't fit the mold. You know what? You're exactly 100% right. We're not in here to fit the mold. We're not in here to figure out what you want us to be. We're out here to tell you that there's a God in heaven that he'll do anything you want, but you're going to have to lift your voice. You're going to have to raise the roof. You're going to have to get his attention. And when you do, there's a mighty thing going to happen. The Bible says that when he saw them, I can see what I'm saying. How loud you going to holler? I'm not going to get it. You know, one time I was at the Texas camp. I'll tell this. I might have already told you. And you know, I do take two hankies. And so I was sitting up there where, let me say this right. Yeah, I was sitting up there so where all the preachers sit. And, you know, the section. And... It was too that night. It was really bad, you know. And I can't hang, man. I'm telling you, I like what I'm doing too much, you know. And so I'm sitting up there and I'm going, and I can't remember who was preaching. This was several years ago, and I was going, my God, my God. And I was sitting right beside this young preacher, and I said, man, did you hear that? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And I mean, this guy just preaching away, you know. And I said, oh my God, have mercy, man, did you hear that? He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm looking around like, man, is everybody hearing what I'm hearing here? You know, I mean, I'm sitting right in the middle of this big, huge section, you know, and everybody just kind of sitting there with their, oh, praise God, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm going, my God, did you hear that? And it was loud, you know, and it's like people was here doing that like, you know. And I'd say, my, preach it. And pretty soon I got that handkerchief out. I was getting hot, man. A little daubing had to be done. and so I got that handkerchief out, and I tried to do it, you know, like the, you know, what is that called? Etiquette or something like that? Where you just, you know, you have that little pinky up there, and you did, you know, thank you, knowing all that. And, man, you know. And so I was trying to do it nice, and I was doing this, you know, and I thought, well, I better keep it up here close. And so I put one right here. I had three handkerchiefs. I had one right here, and I had double-breath suit, so I'd load it up twice, you know. And so... And man, I was getting hot up there.
And I began to, you know, thank God. And I was just, my God, you hear it. My God, you. And then I just whipped that handkerchief out. And I heard one of them preachers behind me say, oh, God, there's Poe. And I heard that. And I was up here going, I stood up then. It really shocked them. I stood up. It's like, he's got legs, you know. And I stood up. I said, that's right. And everybody went. And I turned and I heard that same preacher said, oh, my God, he's got his handkerchief out. Give him some room. It wasn't long, Brother Troy, that I had both them handkerchiefs out. And they was hanging out in my pocket. And then I had this one in my hand. And this old boy sat beside me. I said, his name was Troy. I said, Troy, you got to let me out. He said, oh, my God. I said, hey, man, I'm sitting in the middle. I'm getting nervous. I got to get out of here. I said, that guy's preaching to me. He said, what you finna do? I said, get me out. That handkerchief, boy, I'm telling you, get some room when you got a handkerchief. And, honey, there's times you got to make a scene. It's not because I want you to look at me. It's because I'm looking at him. It's not because I want you to see what I am. It's because I done figured out I'm looking at him, and I see what he is. Sometimes you got to make some noise. Sometimes you got to lift your voice. Sometimes you got to praise him with everything you got. If you want something. If you want something. If you want something. I want him to give me the desires of my heart. Hallelujah. You can see in the Bible that these guys got to holler. And man, you know, there's something about hollering. You know, everybody likes to holler. There's one dude told me in one church over in Texas, he didn't have no emotions. I said, what you talking about? You ain't got no emotions. I just dropped the E off, and I meant emotion. It's quicker to say it that way. And same thing, you know, motions or emotions, email or mail, you know. And so, I mean, you still get the letter, you know what I'm saying? And hey, we're just having fun, but the Holy Ghost is here. And this guy, I mean, I'd preach my guts out. Man, can you have that problem? I don't care. Anyway, I'd preach, I had. And this guy would just say, I think it was a test of the will. He was like, and I think, my God. And finally I walked up to him, Brother Nick, I said, what's your problem, man? He said, what do you mean? I said, what's your problem? I said, I done preached on love, you didn't respond. I preached on hell, you didn't respond. I preached on mercy, you didn't respond. I preached on grace, you didn't respond. I preached on praise, you didn't do nothing. He said, I just don't have no emotions. I said, oh, really? He said, no, I'm just non-emotional person. I said, oh, okay. And so the next service, I'm scanning the crowd, and there he is with his wife and his child. So I'm delighted. I'm just going to find out if the dude's got any emotions in him. And so while I'm preaching, I go back there and I say, brother, sister, can I use your baby right here for demonstration? She said, yeah. Well, they had that big old table, you know, do thou in remembrance of me table. God have mercy. Takes up all that room, you know. Jesus have mercy. Them things in Texas are sacred, brother. You don't touch them, you know. Well, I felt that. Somebody here said that was still sacred, huh? And so it had that big table. All they do is they put that big flower on it. And, you know. Once a year, they pass by and do all that. Well, bring it out once a year. Let me have this room for shouting. And so I put that baby right up there, and I was just preaching along. And, man, I started saying stuff like, you know what? I used to be a drunk boy. I started acting like I was mean. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was acting. I said, man, I'm going to tell you something. I said, man, I feel like I'm finna do something. I don't know what's happening to me. I said, I don't know what's going on. But I fixed to fire off. I fixed to hit something. And I turned around, I saw that baby. And I said, I don't know what's got on me. And I doubled up my fist and I said, I don't know what's happening. And that guy jumped up and said, hey! And brought down around, turned around and said, I thought you didn't have no emotions.
See, everybody in this building has some sort of emotion. You have some sort of feeling. And if we begin to lift our voices and raise the roof around here, there's going to be something happen. I can guarantee you, because he said he inhabits the praises of his people. When we begin to let it out, he's going to fill it up. When we begin to raise the roof, he's going to pour the blessings. When the praises go up, what does it say? The blessings are coming down. When you decide you're going to go past everybody else's law and have your own revival, then it's going to happen to you. Let's stand and clap our hands to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you can be seen. And they begin to raise the roof. They begin to holler, Lord. Everybody say that. Lord.
Have mercy.
On me.
On me.
See, that felt good, man. Them 10 dudes, they was the biggest choir. They started hollering, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord. Have mercy on me. And when the Bible says, and when Jesus saw them, here he is in this crowd. I mean, everybody's talking. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's having a good time. We're in the crowd, boy. We're in the crowd with Jesus. Yeah, I've been walking with Jesus. I'm walking with Jesus. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Oh, I've been walking 5 miles with Jesus. I'm in the crowd, Tom. I'm telling you right now. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to tell you. Boy, what was you doing yesterday? I was in the crowd with Jesus. I was right there beside him. I mean, I saw him right there. He was right there. I was the second person past Peter. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I was in the crowd. But see, these little guys wasn't in the crowd. There's a lot of people make a crowd. But there's a lot of people can make noise. And a lot of people say, I was in the church last night. I'm going to tell you right now. I saw Betty Lou. Some, she hit the altar. She started crying. But it didn't happen to you. Oh, well, I was in the crowd, though. These guys, they got the attention of Jesus. Jesus looked over the top of everybody else. Got up on his tiptoes, I reckon. And he looked over the top, and here he could hear, over all this other noise, he could hear 10 guys hollering, Lord, I can see old Jesus' black eyes when he did like this. Somebody in the crowd said, he ain't looking at me. He's looking right by me. And one of them lepers said, you know what? I think he's locked in on me. I think I can see his eyes on me. I done got his attention. It ain't time to quit hollering. It's time to holler a little louder. It ain't time to quit hollering. It's time to raise the roof. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. I need a healing. I need a blessing. Lord, if you're going to do anything, do it right here. And when he saw them, some of you need to realize you're not worshiping in vain. You're not standing up and glorifying Jesus in vain. Because he's looking at you. He's watching you. He's watching you. He's waiting on somebody that'll step past tradition. The Bible says when he saw them, he didn't go over there and touch them. He just said, go show yourselves to the priest. Man, you know, I imagine that that had to probably be possibly one of the saddest moments of their entire life. For they had waited on this moment for years. And now they had to do it. Not really. Y'all thinking, well, how could that be sad? That's what I wonder about Pentecostals. How could this be that boring that when he's here, it's so sad that you had to come to the front and be blessed? That's what I wonder. Is why people go jump in instead of pull away. I tell you, we had some services here last week where the pastor said we had to sit down because we couldn't get an offering. I wonder sometimes about people that you had to beg them, come on now, come on, get your blessing. Come on, get your blessing. Come on, get your blessing. Come on, you know you're fighting devils. Come on, get your blessing. Come on, get your blessing. Please come on and get your blessing. Would you just come try? It don't make sense. It's like if I
You know, we're against gambling of all sorts. But if we weren't, this is a hypothetical situation, and please put that on tape. And you won $1 million lottery, I'll guarantee you that it wouldn't nobody had to call you twice. You just won $1 million. Oh, come in next month. Or you just won $1 million. Come get it. Oh, I'll just be down there about Christmas time. No, every one of us is going down there knocking on the door. He'd be like, I'm the guy that got the million. I'm the guy that got the million. Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? And yet when it comes time for a powerful move of God, how come we don't come down to the altar or come to the front and say, all right, devil, hey, I'm the one that Jesus, come on, come on, where's your blessing, where's your blessing? The devil's in bother me, devil, devil, I'm going to come down. You know, we need to run down to the front. We need to raise our hands and say, devil, this is my night. Devil, this is not your night. This is my night to holler. This is my night to praise. This is my night to glorify Jesus. This is my time. I'm not going to stand back there and be begged. I'm coming to the front as fast as I can get to the front. I'm going to raise my hands. I'll be the last one to leave. I imagine when those guys walked off, son, they were just, you know, let's go home. Let's go show ourselves as a priest. I can't hardly see it that way. You know, I don't think we're Pentecostals are the ones that invented shouting anyway. I think that them dudes back there, you can't tell me they didn't pick them robes up and dance.
I'm out of here, Jack.
And they were crippled. I saw a girl in Texas one day in this revival one night. She had no arms, neither side, right there. She had been she as a child had put her hand in an electrical box that was in her backyard, and it had fried her arms. So they surgically removed both arms. Her name was Barbie. And I began to see in this revival that this young girl, I could see her hunger to just shout. And all these young people were going crazy. You could not keep these young people down. It was like, you could just say, I believe, and they were just going out. And here was Barbie, and she had to sit there with no arms. And one night, I'm seeing Barbie, and her eyes, she just wanted to shout. And suddenly, I thought, you know, that little girl wants to worship God. She wants to shout. And I said, Barbie, would you like to just shout? And she said, yes. I said, come here. Well, immediately, her mother just panics. And she comes running to the front. She said, Barbie, can't do that because you have to have arms. And she gets off of balance, and she'll fall and be embarrassed. I said, shut up and get out of my way. Because, see, Mama had been protecting this little girl all her life. Oh, Barbie can't do this. Barbie can't do that. Barbie could feed herself with her feet. Barbie was so smart, she could drive a car with her feet. And yet her mother was thinking she can't shout. And all she's got to do is sit here and be a zombie in church. And so I said, all you young ladies, I want y'all to surround Barbie. And all them young people just got around. I said, no, don't anybody, none of y'all shout. This is Barbie's night. And I said, don't you dare let her fall. She starts tilting, just put her hand out there. I said, Barbie, I'm fixing to pray and the Holy Ghost is fixing to fall in that circle. And Barbie's standing there, and in the spirit, I could feel she was lifting up them arms that wasn't there. And suddenly the Holy Ghost fell on this little girl with no arms. And she began to lift her feet and shout and spin around. I mean, she went all over that place. And I told some of the other in the rest of the service, I said, you mean to tell me that here's a young lady that doesn't even have any arms and she's willing to get out here and worship God with everything she's had? And here's some of us, our condition is fine. We got two arms and we're so lazy we want him to raise our arms up. I said, I wonder who Jesus is going to bless. I wonder who Jesus is going to anoint. I wonder who Jesus has got his eyes on. It's those people that'll holler, that'll push, that'll leave the air, that'll say, I'm going to do anything it takes. I want Jesus to pour his spirit out on me. And I don't care what everybody else says. I don't care what everybody else does. It's just me and him because he's got his eye on me. Hallelujah. I wonder if I was to ask how many tonight in this building want God to just bless you extremely powerful. I wonder how many in this building would stand. I imagine everybody would, because it's very obvious if you don't stand, you don't want it. But then I wonder how many would lift their voice to receive it. See, we hadn't had a shouting service because we had no room for it. Are those pews right there tied down? Where's my ushers? They're not tied down? Move them. Move them back. I want everything moved back to the walls. You an usher? I'm appointing you. Go ahead. Get 47 guys in there. Move them. Some of you guys, big guys, cut it. Get a chainsaw. We'll buy some more later. I'm talking about a blessing where, I see it. Some of you big old guys get in there. Just scoot them. Just scoot them. You said, Brother Paul, you're tearing this whole church up. So what? What did we build it for? What we build this thing for? I mean, if I want to go to a dead church, I got my pick out there. And y'all finna have to build another church, you might as well get ready for it. You might as well get up and get ready for it. This church ain't near big enough for this crowd. You hear me? This church ain't near big enough for what God's going to do around here. You ain't got enough room for the people that God's going to send in here. So this church that you're seeing right now ain't the real church. There's going to be a church that's got a lot of room and a lot of power. You might as well get ready for a building program, honey. We're going to have revival. Hallelujah. 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 Look at there. See, it ain't near as hard when you want to do something. I want 16 women that want the Holy Ghost to fall upon you in a powerful, mighty way that will probably leave you here for a while tonight. I want you to stand. 16 ladies. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Sister, y'all want Jesus to turn y'all upside down tonight? What y'all getting out now for? God have mercy. Here's what I want you ladies to do. I want you ladies just to step right off in that prayer room. And I want you to begin to pray in there. Just pray for a minute. Just pray for a minute. Now we might have to build another room before the revival's over. Where? The ballpark. We could put a tent up, couldn't we? Now, if it gets too full, God have mercy. See, a lot of them don't know what they're walking into. Here's what's happening. When they get in there, the Holy Ghost was the one that told me this morning to do this. I passed it to Brother Shirty. So the Holy Ghost already knows he's going to meet them in there because he's the one that had the idea anyway. Hallelujah. Brother Troy, do you and Brother Popovich, is that right? Come here. This may be a lot bigger than what I anticipated. I want you two men to go in there and start praying for those ladies. Go in there and start praying for those ladies. Men? How many of you men? Brother, come here. Come here right now. Stand right there. You know what you did when you jumped up that fast? You just got the attention of Jesus Christ. A strange thing that I would be looking this way. But when you jumped up in excitement. Raise your hands. Put your hand on his back. In the name of Jesus, open up your hands, brother, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, let that go right there. Just start talking to him right now. How many of you men want the Holy Ghost to fall upon you tonight? I want you to come right out here and begin to praise the Lord. I want you to come out here and begin to praise the Lord. I want you to come out here and praise the Lord. How many of you are willing to lift up your voice tonight? How many of you are willing to lift up your voice in a loud voice tonight? Jesus, have mercy on me. See, us men, we've got plenty of room here tonight. That's it. Somebody can come right over here. Somebody can come on this side over here.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Boys, don't play down here. Y'all get up. Y'all get up. Get up and go by that way. Get up and go by the chairs. I'm going to walk right through here. Hallelujah. 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 That's it, men. Come on, let's raise our voices tonight. Raise our voices tonight. Hallelujah. 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 That's it. Come on. That's it. Come on. That's it. Come on. That's it. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. That's right, ladies. Come on. It's all right. I praise you with everything that I've got, Jesus. I praise you with everything that I've got, Jesus. I praise you with everything that I've got, Jesus. I praise you with everything that I've got, Lord. I give you praise tonight. I give you praise in the name of Jesus. That's it, brother. Let that go then. That's right. Let it go. Hallelujah. I praise you with everything I've got. I praise you with everything I've got in the name of Jesus. Turn it loose on him, Jesus. Turn it loose on him, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I praise you with everything I've got. I praise you with everything I've got. I praise you with everything I've got in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's it. Let that go right there. Yeah. Let that go right there. I'm going to lift up my voice. I'm going to lift up my voice to you tonight. I'm going to lift up my voice to you tonight. I'm going to lift up my voice to you tonight. I'm going to lift up my voice to you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I'm giving you praise. Lord, I'm giving you praise. Lord, I'm giving you praise. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on, the Lord's wanting to do something mighty here tonight. The Lord's wanting to do something mighty here tonight. The Lord's going to do something mighty here tonight. Jesus. Jesus. Lord, in your name right now. Lord, in your name right now. Lord, in your name right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, young man. Go ahead. Some of you get around him and let him rip. Go ahead. Jesus. In your name, in your name, in your name, in your name, in your name. That's it. Go ahead. Let it go. Let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you men aren't understanding. Here's what I want. I want some of you to clear out right through here. Just clear out. Some of you just now what we're gonna do tonight is we're moving us men, we're gonna move into a different dimension. Those ladies have got it going. Some of us don't know exactly what to expect right here now. I want to know how many of you if there's a man that's willing to receive the power of the Holy Ghost upon him, raise your hands. Get right behind him. Get right behind him. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Raise your voice to him. In the name of Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. There it is. Let that go. In the name of Jesus. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? You want it? Raise your hands. Put your hand on his back, brother. Then I want some men that's ready for this to happen. I want some men that's ready for this to happen right now. In the Holy Ghost, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your spirit. Loose your spirit upon him, Jesus. Loose your spirit upon him right now. Loose your spirit upon him. There you go. There you go. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on. Hallelujah. Who else wants it? You want it, brother? Raise your hands right there. Turn around. Put your hand right there on his heart. Right there. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's it. Let it go. Let that go right there. Let that go right there. There you go. Who wants it over here? Who wants it? Brother, you want it? Wait. Step back there. Step back there. I want you to. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Loose your spirit upon him, Jesus. Intertwine him right now. That's it. Let it go. That's right. That's right. That's right. Lift your voice to him. Loose your voice to him. It's coming off you. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That's right. Let it go. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. That's it, brother. That's it, brother. That's it, brother. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, brothers. That's it. Let it go. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah.
That's it. That's it, nigga. Come on. Let that go right there, nigga. Let that go right there. Let that go right there. Let that go right there, mama. Let that go right there. Let that go right there. Hallelujah.
That's it. Go ahead, nigga. Let that go right there. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise your hands, raise your hands. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on him. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it, brother. Raise it. Raise your voice to your Jesus. Raise your voice to your Jesus. Raise your voice to your Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let that go. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Get a hold of it. That's okay. That's okay. Yes, 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 Jesus. Yes, Jesus. That's it. Let it go. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to raise the roof around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That ain't enough, brother. That ain't enough. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yes, Jesus.
Come out here. Raise your hands. Put your hand on his back. Come here. Come on, brother. There you go, brother. You set it at the door. God won't do anything. In the name of Jesus, right now. Let it go, right there. Let that go, let that go. Let that go, right there. Let that Holy Spirit go right on you, right now. That's it, let it go.
And let it go, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, let it go, right there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, mighty Lord, in your precious name. Mighty Lord, in your precious name. Mighty Lord, in your precious name. Let it go, man. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's right. You've been needing this. You've been needing this. You've been needing this. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Come on. Go ahead, step on out and let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah. I needed Jesus. I needed Jesus. I needed Jesus. I need this Jesus. That's it. Come on. Raise them up. Raise your hands and get it with a loud voice. With a loud voice. With a loud voice. Come on, Bubba. Come on in Jesus' name. Come on in Jesus' name. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody just keep praying. Everybody just keep praying. Everybody just keep praying in here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, ladies, come on. That's it, it's happening all over the place in there. It's happening all over the place in there. The men are in it. The men are caught up in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the mighty name. Hallelujah to the mighty name. You need to let the Holy Ghost turn you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you ladies. From the Lord, from this church. You've had revivals. I understand that. I'm not taking anything away. You've had moves of God in here. But what has happened is y'all quit demonstrating the power that was upon you because you felt like there wasn't the necessary room to demonstrate it. And therefore the devil has taken that power and has slowly drained you of what you rightfully should have. That ain't going to happen around here. I don't care if we have to open up the balcony in every Sunday school room, if we have to go to the gym, if we have to do it in the street. We're not going to let the devil drain the saints and expect revival out of Jesus. There's going to be a shouting in this place. There's going to be a demonstration of his glory in this place. Just like tonight. Hallelujah. And the saints said amen. Hallelujah. We're having church tomorrow night. That tall man right there, what's his name? I'm going to tell you something, man. The devil's ripped you like he ripped me. He's twisted your mind so many times, and now you're on a street nowhere. You're out, but you're not. You're free, but you're not. There's only one thing can free you. The first thing that has to happen is, number one, you have to say, I am going to be free. That comes from within. And the second thing you have to say is, I'm going to go meet the guy that can give me the freedom. Hallelujah. See, the enemy twisted you so hard. He knows you got a capability to bring in more. You have connections. And he knows those. And he knows that if you come, there'll be more come. If you stay, they stay. He knows that. So he's took you every route possible except for the route chosen. And now you're in a struggle right now. You can't make up your mind. How? I want to, but I can't. That's them little voices in your head. The devil's saying, you're not free of me. I'm not going to turn you loose. I'll let you be free on the street for a while. But Jesus can put you free in your spirit. And when you're free with him, you're always free. Forever. And your past is under the blood. And the only person that's allowed to bring it up is you. That's the only person that can accuse me and rightfully get away with it. When I bring up my past, Jesus says, fine. If you want to help that guy, bring it up. The devil says, I'm going to bring it up. And God looks at him and says, you don't have the authority to. He lived for you. Now he lives for me. The Lord wants to move you into that dimension. You just got to get so mad at the devil. I want you to sit down tonight.
And I want you to write a list of everything he's done to you. Okay? Just write a list. Draw your line down the middle of the paper and put devil, Jesus. And let's see who's done the most. Right now, you're going to see that on the devil's side, you're going to be able to make a long list. And everything at the bottom of that list, you'll be going to be able to look it up, and it's going to say death. What has to happen to you, man, is you have to say, I can't live this. So let me see how much Jesus can do for me. Let's make him a list. And in every service, you come to this altar, you start working, you start praying, you start repenting, and pretty soon you'll be able to write down miracles. He freed me from. He freed me from. Everything that's on this side of the piece of paper will be on that side of the piece of paper. This is death, that's life. That's Jesus. I'll promise you. In the name of Jesus. We got church tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Those ladies are still worshiping and praising God. Let them go. If you got to go home, you're dismissed in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow night at 7:30, we're having 7 o'clock prayer. And we're having church like we're having. You're dismissed in the name of Jesus. If you want to go in there and pray, you can go pray. You can do anything you want to do. In Jesus' name.